like I'm young.
97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. That is Bozzy with Young and Alive. It is, listen, it's Liz. And on the phone line from CNY Brain and Spine, I have Dr. Nicholas Kenda. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Liz. How are you? How are you doing today?
You know, just as good as I can. We've got sunshine, so I can't complain. And obviously, with what we have going on, what you do is very important, and I want to talk about it. But for people who don't necessarily know exactly what CNY Brain and Spine is, you guys are located in New Hartford, Facebook, Instagram. You can find them online, CNYBrainAndSpine.com. What do you guys do and cover?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the weather is the turning point, right?
Yes, it is.
The turning point. The next few days, it's sunshine. We went and grabbed ice cream yesterday. It was the best thing. So we're
Isn't it crazy?
Continues. Oh, it's great.
It can change our whole mood.
Yeah, exactly. It has. And I think everyone's feeling it. So we got to work on that positivity.
Yes.
We are the neurosurgical and spine and brain specialist in the area. We take care of everything from brain tumors to strokes to neck pain, sciatica, degenerative disc disease, back pain, which are a lot of the common things. I'm a board-certified neurosurgeon and a subspecialty fellowship-trained neurosurgeon from University of Washington on spine and orthopedic spine. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of the minimally invasive brand-new techniques. I'm sure people, we did the first Tiger Woods surgery, we call it. Tiger Woods had spine surgery by one of my colleagues, and we were the first people in the area to do it.
Wow.
And then COVID hit. And then everything's kind of gone off to the wayside. But we have locations in New Hartford, Rome. We have locations in Potsdam, Watertown, and Lewis County, as well as a new one that opened up in Herkimer. So my team, it's a total of seven of us, are all in the region, and we have easy access for people to get in to see us. And we're just local family people, and if you need help, we try to help people. That's all we're looking to do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you say CNY, it really means Central New York. You guys are all over. And what is cool about what you do and what we're going to talk a little bit about, because obviously COVID-19 came through, and it's affected all of us. And
absolutely.
When it comes to this disease, you know, everybody wants to stay home, stay safe, but also other things are still happening. People are still having back pain. People are still getting hurt, and they still need to be seen. And you guys are making sure to make that a safe way to be seen, right?
Right, absolutely. So when COVID happened, you know, life didn't stop. You know,
right.
People still have things that are going wrong with them. And, you know, my wife is an emergency room physician. She's amazing. And she was telling me, she's like, you know, people are afraid to go to the hospital or tell somebody they have a symptom because they don't want to end up at a place where they could catch it, and they hear rumors and they're scared by TV,
right,
or different things that are out there. And the truth is that if you are in pain or you have a musculoskeletal issue or those types of things, the emergency room, you're right, you don't want to be able to go in there all the time, but you don't want to ignore these things because they can be heralding something more serious that if you don't get taken care of early on, it could end up hurting you in the long run. So we always encourage you to come see an expert. You know, I always quote that Tommy boy. You can always get a good look at a T-bone if you do this, but I'd rather just take the butcher's word for it. From our standpoint, it's the same thing. Listen, you can go to an urgent care. You can go to emergency care, but their job is just to make sure you're okay, and they leave it to us to be the experts to define what problems you're having and get the right tests ordered. So we're looking to try to reengage our population and say, yes, we are providing a very safe, we screen everybody. Nobody can come into our office without having any issues. But if you don't feel comfortable coming to our office, come on in and we'll do a telemedicine. And I got some young hot shots in my office that they can pull you up on Google Duo. They can pull you up on FaceTime. They can pull you up on web meeting, all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to see a ton of patients that way as well. So whatever people feel safe, but just don't ignore the symptoms and then end up coming to the emergency room because something got really bad and we ignored it.
Right. And that's huge right now. And like, obviously, when COVID-19 happened, the rest of the world didn't stop. So when it comes to surgeries and that nature, you know, we talked a little bit about this before, but you know, surgeries, the nerves, the anxiety of maybe having your family members in a room with COVID next door, like, you guys wouldn't have that, right?
No, we don't. We're looking for the most safe encounter for the patient. What we're looking to do is partner with the correct institutions that have the ability to do that. So we're looking at all options. Mm-hmm. You know, we see different institutions providing safe paths, like St. Luke's. Rome Hospital has a really great program there. They have a turnaround time for hours for their COVID testing to be done before you can have surgery, which is really great. And then finally, Omni Surgery Center, which is a local surgery center, I guess just now got a clearance to open up. And this is a brand new clean facility and has the options for people to come in a safe environment and really get their testing done very quickly and an easy turnaround. So everyone in the entire community is working to try to make it as safe as possible for patients. And what we're committed to at CNY Brain & Spine is never putting our patients at risk, bringing them into an institution that can have that type of risk pattern for them. Because we have a very simple motto. Listen, if I wouldn't do it for my mother or father or sister, I wouldn't do it for my patients. It's easy, that. And it makes it easy to enjoy your ice cream on these warm days, right?
100%. CNY Brain and Spine, Dr. Nicholas Kenda on the phone line. And you can find more details about them on Facebook, Instagram, CNYBrainAndSpine.com. And obviously, are you scheduling surgeries right now?
So we just started scheduling surgeries, mm-hmm. And we're trying to make it the safest environment for the patients. We're doing telemedicine. We're getting people engaged. We do need to try and see people a little bit more to really diagnose what's going on.
Right.
What's really exciting, though, is that we have obtained medical imaging and some of the best imaging modalities in the country, but definitely in our region. And so we're just excited to be able to give people the best opportunity to get better quicker with the least invasive possibilities.
I love it. CNY Brain and Spine for more details. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on with me. I truly appreciate it. And
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Yes. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and go get some more ice cream.
Take care.
Another one. We make it a neighbor. 97.9, 105.5 KISS FM. Liz needs another bowl of mac and cheese. So we'll be right back. More Listen, It's Liz in minutes on KISS FM.